Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And today, Laura, you know what we're gonna do?
What are we gonna do?
Did you bring a bag?
For?
Did you bring a passport?
No.
Did you bring a lot of money?
Are we going
somewhere? Yes.
Yes, I have a lot of money.
You have a lot of money, so you can buy a bag. You can't buy a passport.
I can go home to get my passport.
You can do that. And if you do, that'll be great, because we will finally be able to go on a vacation.
Oh, please. I need one badly.
You need a vacation.
真的，我好想要去度假哦。所以今天呢，诶，我跟 Mike 是要去出国的概念吗？ No, unfortunately. But we are going to talk aboutSomebody else, or two people, they are going somewhere. We're not.
Mike and Laura.
No, not
no?
Mike and Laura.
I thought it was us.
Unfortunately, no.
Who's going on vacation?
I think Richard and Anna.
I don't know these people.
I know.
Do we care? I hope they have a terrible vacation.
Oh,
no,
come
I
on.
Don't. I hope it's great, because we're going to be reading about it right about now. Go get your passport.
Okay.
Going on vacation.
Richard and Anna are at the airport.
Here we are, ready for our vacation.
I'm really looking forward to getting away.
I think we'll have a lot of fun in Rome.
It was nice of Tim to come and see us off.
Yes, it was. Now, what's the time?
It's 5:30 p.m. The airplane takes off at 8 p.m.
Ah, so we still have lots of time.
We should have dinner somewhere.
Yes, but we don't want to miss our flight.
You're right. Let's go and check in first.
We can have something to eat later.
Word power!
Get away. Get away. Get, got, gotten.I don't like to stay in Taipei for vacations. I like to get away. I don't like to stay in Taipei for vacations. I like to get away. See off. See off. See, saw, seen. Derek drove Layla to the train station to see her off.Derek drove Layla to the train station to see her off. Take off. Take off. Take, took, taken. The bird hopped around the yard, then took off and flew away. The bird hopped around the yard, then took off and flew away. Check in.Check in. We need to check in at the airport 3 hours before our flight. We need to check in at the airport 3 hours before our flight.
Okay, so we are not going on vacation. But Richard and Anna are. Yay! So let's begin our dialogue with a sentence which helps to set the scene and tell us what's going on. It reads, Richard and Anna are at the airport.
Okay, and we're not. Okay, so 一开始我们看到的是两个主角 Richard 跟 Anna, 他们两个在 airport, 在哪里呢就是机场啦。
Yeah, I'm already a little jealous because, of course, if they're at the airport, they're going to be taking a plane.
Right.
Which means if they're in Taiwan, they're probably going to another country.
Yay.
They're not just flying to, you know, Tainan, or maybe they could be flying to Penghu, but I bet you they're going overseas to another country. Well, Richard begins the dialogue by saying, here we are.Ready for our vacation. I bet he has his passport.
okay, he better. Okay, 我们来看一下一开始 Richard 就说我们到了准备好要展开旅程了。不过这里呢大家有没有发现 它是用一个 here 开头的倒装句 OK here we are or 常常我们在就是生活当中也会讲到 here we go or here comes the teacher ooh be quiet这些都是 here 开头的一些倒装的句型想要了解有关更多这样子的句型我们要请教我们的 Magic Box 老师
Magic Box 找亮点
Here comes the superstar 超级巨星来了 Here we are in Taipei How are you my lovely fans?我的粉丝们大家好我爱你们最爱你们的秘密玛丽亚凯子来看你们啦在英文里面当我们要说这边这边我在这里这里我们就可以使用这个词 here 例如呢我在这边 I am here 或者是呢我去 party 的时候 OMG 这里面没开冷气吗太热了It is so hot in here. Okay, it is so hot in here. 这里面太热了。我本人呢是不太喜欢气温太热，但是粉丝热情一点是没有关系的。Taiwanese fans are so sweet. 啊，我们台湾的粉丝太可爱，太热情了。我好想要留在这里。I want to live here.我想要住在这里 I want to live here 好想住在这里每天跟我的粉丝们在一起哦现在我们知道 here 这个字是什么意思之后呢要特别留意的是当 here 放在句首的用法刚刚句子呢我们都把它当作地方放在后面但 here 呢也可以拉到句首啊而 here 在句首的时候呢它就有两种用法要特别注意了首先呢当我们 here 为句首而且主词是一般名词的时候这时候我们句子就必须要倒装了例如呢我要搭我的私人轿车去参加 party 了 here comes my car 我的车来了本来呢应该是 my car comes here 但是呢当我们把 here 放到句首的时候注意到句子就要倒装 here comes my car 或者是呢像那天我在找我最近拍摄的杂志封面想再好好的欣赏一下可是怎么就找不到那本杂志呢我的助理就说 here are the magazines杂志就在这里本来呢可以写的 magazines are here 但是呢我们 here 拉到句首呢就要倒装了 here are the magazines 知道了当我们主词是一般名词的时候呢句子要倒装我们第二种用法就是搭配代名词当主词的时候了此时呢句子不需要倒装例如我说各位粉丝久等了我来了 Here I come OK 我们使用 I 代名词所以不需要倒装了 Here I come 我来了刚刚呢我们使用一般名词造的例句也可以使用代名词来代换了 Here comes my car 我们呢就可以改写成 Here it comes 或者是呢 Here are the magazines 我们呢就会变成 Here they are OK Here 这边就有这些用法你记起来了吗
All right, so Richard sounded excited right. for the vacation. Let's see what Anna thinks. She says, I'm really looking forward to getting away. Yeah, if you're looking forward to something, it's kind of a way of saying you're excited about something. Something will happen soon, and you are really ready for it.
She's looking forward. They're making us jealous.
They are, really. Because they're getting away, yes.To get away, this phrasal verb is two words, get and away, G-E-T, get, A-W-A-Y, away, get away. It's kind of like to go somewhere, but generally when we're getting away, we're going somewhere for a holiday, for a vacation, for a break. The weekend allows students to get away from school or get away from their homework, and also office workers get away from the office on the weekend. You can have a two-week getaway vacation. We can use it as one word as a noun, but when we say I'm going to get away for a few days or get away for a week, we basically mean I'm going on vacation. I'm going somewhere away from my normal life, my normal schedule, my normal work or school. For example, I don't like to stay in Taipei for vacations. I like to get away. I don't like to stay in Taipei for vacations. I like to get away.
Okay, 所以 Anna 呢，当然呢，其实要出国，大家是不是都很开心？所以她就说 ，I'm really looking forward to our vacation.、Mm. Or yeah, 她说我真的很期待要出游哦。Okay, look forward to 后面注意哦，我们要接的是动词 ing 或者是一个名词，就是期待啦、盼望什么。像是我们在 email 常常会看到人家最后会写的结语就是 I'm really looking forward to seeing you soon.
Oh, okay.
就是真的很期待我们下次再见面或者呢 OK 你也可以说 She's looking forward to meeting new friends、mm. 很期待哦就是认识新朋友那刚刚的 word power 是一个偏语就是 get away 这里呢它指的就是出游休假这样子的意思 OK For example 刚刚提到就是我不喜欢在放假的时候待在台北我喜欢出游 I like to get awayOr you could also say something like, I'm taking some time off because I really need to get away for a few days.
That's right.
I'm always busy working.
Yeah, you need a break.
You need to
get away. Everyone does once in a while. All right, back to Richard and Anna. Richard says, I think we'll have a lot of fun in Rome. Rome?I thought they might go to, like, Macau or
Hong Kong,
Okinawa.
Japan.
Rome, Italy, I've never been there. I'm super jealous. Why'd you forget your passport? We could be going to Rome.
It's all my fault. 好啦，现在不知道拿回家拿那个我的护照还来不来得及，因为 Richard 接下来就说，我觉得我们会在哪里呢 ？Rome, 罗马耶，玩得很开心。I want to go to Rome as well.
Imagine the pizza.Seeing the Colosseum.
And the Italian guys.
The Spanish steps. The Italian guys.
Okay.
Well, maybe, the Italian ladies.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, let's get back to the dialogue. Anna then says, it was nice of Tim to come and see us off.
Aww.
Oh, that is nice. So she mentions her friend Tim. She says how nice he is or how nice it was for him to come and see them off or see us off. Of course,She says, to see off someone or to see someone off is basically like to say goodbye. It's another phrasal verb here. We have two words with this one, see and off. S-E-E, like I see you, and off, O-F-F, like to leave, to take off, to go. Okay, so first we had get away. Now we have see off, as I mentioned, two phrasal verbs.The first verb in the earlier one was get. Now we have see. It's also an irregular verb. So the past tenses would be saw and seen. All right. So you see someone off today. Yesterday, maybe you saw someone off. But in either case, you're saying goodbye to someone, probably by going with them, maybe to where they're leaving from. It could be the train station, the bus station.Or if they're in your home, you walk them to the door, or go down the elevator with them until they're leaving, they're walking out into the street. If you see that person off, you basically go with them to the door, to the airport, to the place that they are leaving from. And you can imagine them, you know, waving to the person or hugging and saying, don't forget to write. If you see someone off, you're basically accompanying them or joining them as they begin their journey. For example, Derek drove Layla to the train station to see her off. Derek drove Layla to the train station to see her off.
Okay, Anna 这时候就讲到一个哇就甘心的话她说 Tim 来替我们送行耶他人很好耶看来 Tim 一定是他们的好朋友当我们说 it is or it was 后面这个形容词 of somebody to do something 就是什么什么人做什么东西很怎么样 OK 我们来举个例子比较清楚 Mike what do you think of my new dress?
I think it's lovely
Oh it was very nice or kind of you to say that
Oh well you're welcome I didn't know it was new but yes
okay.
It's lovely
所以刚刚我说的有没有 It was nice of you to say that 就是你这么说真是一个好人哦 OK 那回到刚刚我们提到的 word power phrase 是 see off OK 那你当然也可以用 see somebody off OK 把这个人放在 see 跟 off 中间就是为某人送行像是刚刚的例句就是 Derek 他载这个 Layla 到火车站替他送行 Or you could probably say something like She saw him off at the train station.
That's right. So from that sentence, we get the idea that their friend Tim maybe drove them to the airport, maybe even came in with them, but now he's gone home. It's time for them to begin their journey. So Richard says, yes, it was. He agrees with Anna that it was very nice of Tim to see them off. But back to business, they have some traveling to do. So Richard asks Anna, now, what's the time? All right. He doesn't mean now, what's the time. When you say now, you're kind of changing the subject. Yes, it was. Tim's very nice. Let's change the subject. What time is it or what's the time?
对，没错，他是说，哎，对啊，哎，那么现在几点了？因为他突然想到时间好像蛮重要的 ，and he's asking that for a good reason.
That's right. Of course, when you're traveling, the time is important. You don't want to miss anything. So Anna, you can see her checking her watch or her phone or looking at a clock. She says it's 5:30 p.m. and then she says the airplane takes off at 8 p.m. Oh, they have plenty of time. So yes, they have lots of time before they take off. Well, actually, before the plane takes off, but they will be in the plane. Anyways, take off is our next phrasal verb. It's another one today. Take and off are the two words we use here. Take, T-A-K-E, and off, O-F-F. To take off is basically for an airplane or any other flying thing generally to leave the ground. When we talk about a plane taking off, it's just another way of saying the plane is beginning the journey, right? It's on the ground, the people get in, and then they put the power on and it goes down that runway until it gets fast enough to actually leave the ground. That is when the plane takes off. Now, take, of course, is that verb take, took, and taken are the past tense. Yes, planes take off at the beginning of the journey, and then the end of the journey, we would say they land, all right? L-A-N-D. Now, as I mentioned, airplanes take off. Helicopters, of course, will take off. But yeah, we could say birds take off too. If you frighten a bird, it might take off and fly off to another tree. It just means it's leaving the ground and beginning a journey in the air. For example, the bird hopped around the yard, then took off and flew away. The bird hopped around the yard, then took off and flew away.
They have plenty of time, 因为 Anna 说现在是下午五点半哦。可是呢，飞机会在晚上八点起飞，其中的 take off 就是起飞。像是刚刚的例句提到的哦，诶，不是飞机，而是这只鸟在庭院里跳来跳去，接着就展翅飞走了。Or sometimes we might hear somebody says this, please sit down, the plane's about to take off.
Mm-hmm, that's right. You have to put on your seatbelt when the plane takes off. Okay, so it's 5:30, the plane takes off at 8 o'clock, so Richard says what we were thinking, so we still have lots of time. They still have more than 2 hours before the plane takes off.
对啊，他们还有很多时间。
So, to fill that time, Anna has a good idea. She says, we should have dinner somewhere. Yeah, it's around dinner time. 5:30 p.m. is close to dinner. They have 2 hours. And this way, if they eat now, they don't have to eat that airplane food.
Oh, I hate airplane food. Makes me sick. 所以这时候他们就说，诶，我们应该去某个地方吃晚餐才是。这里提到的 somewhere 就是某个地方。其实有很多 some 的一个类似的用法，像是 something, someone, somebody, okay.像是 somewhere 可以怎么用呢 ？Would you like to go somewhere this weekend?
Okay.
Okay, 这是有邀请意思。你想要去什么地方吗 ？Or someone took my dress, you know?
That's right here.
No. Oh. My other dress.
Really?
I find it.
It wasn't me.
I'm pretty sure it's not you. Okay, back to the article.
Anyway, back to the article. So they should have dinner somewhere. They haven't chosen the restaurant, but Richard is a little bit worried about the time. He says yes.But we don't want to miss our flight. Yeah, being at the airport and missing your flight or being late so the plane takes off but you are not on the plane, that's the worst.
True. Okay, Richard 就说 真的没错，但是呢，他们就是我们不想要错过班机。OK，miss 在这里是错过，通常会指 miss the bus, miss the flight, miss the train, 就错过某一班公车、火车，或是在这里是指这个班机哦。Or you can miss somebody, you just missed him, he left 5 minutes ago.
Oh, well, I missed a flight once.
Oh, you did?
My parents were not happy.
Okay, did you have to buy the ticket again?
Well, not really, okay. But I was still in big trouble. So don't miss your flight. It's a silly thing to do, and you'll feel like a bonehead. Anyway, so Anna says you're right. She's thinking, yes, going to Rome is more important than having dinner. So let's not miss the flight. She says you're right. Let's go and check in first.
Smart.
That is smart. They can probably get some food after they check in. All right, check in is our next phrasal verb, check and in. Again, two words, C-H-E-C-K. That's check and in, I-N, check in. To check in somewhere is to go to a place where people expect you and to basically say, hi, I'm here. Now, we generally use this term for, well, two most common places. You check in at the airport, as they are. You get there and you say, I'm here for this flight. And they'll look in the computer and say, ah, yes, there you are. Okay, now we know you're here. We can sort of check your name. And we do the same thing at a hotel. A lot of times, before you go to the hotel, you call or register online, and then the day you're supposed to be there, you go and say, hi, I'm here. Is my room ready? I'm ready to begin staying in your hotel. You can't just walk into the room. You can't just walk onto the plane. You need a ticket for the plane. You need a key for your room. You get those things when you check in, when you formally tell them, I'm here, and you have been expecting me. For example, we need to check in at the airport 3 hours before our flight. We need to check in at the airport 3 hours before our flight. That's good advice.
OK, 这时候 Anna 还是觉得没有错，你说的对哦。所以他们呢，要先去怎么样办理 check in, 就是登机手续。OK, 办理登机。OK, check in 当然呢，像 Mike 所说的，也可以是饭店，指的就是你刚到要通知柜台你已经到了。OK, 那我们来看回刚刚的例句，提到的就是我们必须在班机起飞前3小时在机场办理登机 3 hours before. That's really early. I thought it's just 1 hour.
Oh, no. I think for international flights, they often say three hours. But yeah, I usually go around 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
That's probably okay. Back to Richard. Richard kind of says what I was thinking. Yes, they can check in now. And Richard says, we can have something to eat later. That's right. After you check in, you still have lots of time to shop or sit down or get something to eat.
Okay, 所以没错 ,Richard 就说我们可以晚点再吃些东西吧。这里的 something, 还记得我刚好提到 someone, somewhere, something, 当然就是某个东西像是 I think I saw something over there.
What did you see?
I don't know.
Is it Richard or Anna?
Probably.
I hope not. They should be at the airport.
I know. I hope they missed their flight. I'm so bad. Okay, let's now go to our review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our very quick review time. We had 4 phrasal verbs.And we're going to try to get you guys to guess them in less than 1 minute.
Okay.
So my friend was here in Taipei. He had a great holiday, but then he had to go home. So I went to say goodbye to him. I went to see him off.
帮他送行。
That's right. His plane left the ground at 7 in the evening.
Uh-huh.
It left the ground.
So it took off.
That's right. It took off. But of course, we got to the airport early. He had to...register. He had to check in for the flight. But before he left, he told me he had a great time. It was good for him to
get away.
That's right. So there you go. 3 or 4, I should say, very, very useful phrasal verbs for travel. You got them all right. You did really good. Now take off.
Okay.
All right. Bye. See you later. Bye.
Going on vacation.
Richard and Anna are at the airport.
Here we are. ready for our vacation.
I'm really looking forward to getting away.
I think we'll have a lot of fun in Rome.
It was nice of Tim to come and see us off.
Yes, it was. Now, what's the time?
It's 5:30 p.m. The airplane takes off at 8 p.m.
So we still have lots of time.
We should have dinner somewhere.
Yes, but we don't want to miss our flight.
You're right. Let's go and check in first.
We can have something to eat later.
Get away. Get away. Get, got, gotten. I don't like to stay in Taipei for vacations. I like to get away. I don't like to stay in Taipei for vacations. I like to get away. See off. See off. See, saw, seen. Derek drove Layla to the train station to see her off. Derek drove Layla to the train station to see her off. Take off. Take off. Take, took, taken. The bird hopped around the yard, then took off and flew away. The bird hopped around the yard, then took off and flew away. Check in. Check in. We need to check in at the airport 3 hours before our flight. We need to check in at the airport 3 hours before our flight.